Tom C. McLean, Jr. I'm dictating the neurological report on Deborah Earl, E-A-R-L. Address is 1664 Eaglet, E-A-G-L-E-T Way, Paradise, California, 95969. Phone 530-636-3959. ID is... Her social security number is XXX XX 4950. Date of birth is 3/1/1954. 67-year-old married, retired woman. Insurance is Medicare / Blue Shield. Pharmacy. Let's leave the space. It is addressed to 2/1/1954. Enloe Medical Center Radiation Oncology. Carbon copies, Dr. Steven Zielinski, Z-I-E-L-I-N-S-K-I. It's actually addressed to Jessica Wicks, W-I-X, 6470 Pence Road, Suite B and C, Paradise, California, 95969. Phone is 530-872-6650. The clinical indication is neurological referral for evaluation of continued treatment with remote history of seizure, subparagraph findings of tumor following encapsulation and excision without recurrence. New paragraph, current complaints of some difficulty with memory and spelling, but no other dementia complaints. Subparagraph, she reports that on her current treatment regimen, taking a total of 30 milligrams of phenobarbital a day, reduced years ago from a total of 90 milligrams per day by Dr. Birk, B-I-R-K, that she has some symptoms of brain fog, new paragraph. She takes supplemental vitamins, but no general vitamin for women, which has been recommended. New paragraph. Today, she had no other neurological complaints. New paragraph. Current medications include rosuvastatin, 5 milligrams, 1 at bedtime, alendronate sodium, 70 milligrams weekly. Medicinals and supplements, Bayer aspirin, 325 milligrams daily, B12, 1,000 milligrams twice a day, vitamin D3, 50 micrograms daily, calcium, 600 milligrams with vitamin D once a day, CIN, capital S-U-L-I-N, dash vitamin D3, dash chromium, 2 per day. Following her local tumor resection, she underwent radiotherapy in 2002 successfully. Childhood illnesses, chickenpox, review of systems, general, no complaints, EENT, she wears eyeglasses. Respiratory, no symptoms reported. Cardiovascular, no symptoms reported. Other than history of, quote, heart murmur, unquote. Endocrine, no symptoms reported. Gastrointestinal, no symptoms reported. Genitourinary, no symptoms reported. Hematological, no symptoms reported. Locomotor musculoskeletal, no symptoms reported. Mental health, no symptoms reported. Cervical, no symptoms reported. Neuropsychiatric, no symptoms reported. Sexual function, she reports that she's sexually active with a satisfactory sexual life. She denies any sexual discomfort. She denies any exposures to transmissible diseases. Dermatological, no symptoms reported. Female gynecological. She weighs 150, she stands 5 feet 6 inches tall. She weighs 138 pounds. She reports that she's completed mammography. There are no other female gynecological or sexual symptoms reported. Personal health and safety. She lives with her husband. There are no children at home. She denies a history of falls, hearing loss, visual difficulty. She's completed an advanced directive. She did not indicate any exposures to verbally threatening behaviors, physical or sexual abuse. Family and personal health history. She was born on March 1st, 1954. She's 67 years old. Her mother died at age 86 from dementia. She did not indicate status of her father, any siblings, husband, or children. Family history. No other disorders were indicated. Education, she's completed high school. Social history and health habits, she is married. She takes alcohol rarely. She does not smoke. She does not use recreational substances. She lives with her husband, no children at home. Occupational concerns, none reported. Serious illnesses and injuries. She had hip problems in 2021 with good outcome. She has a history of previous fracture. No concussions or loss of consciousness. Head tumor was treated in 2002. All surgeries occurred with good outcome, no history of transfusions. The neuromusculoskeletal review of symptoms, general, none reported. Head, no symptoms reported. Neck, no symptoms reported. Upper back and arms, no symptoms reported. Middle back, no symptoms reported. Lower back, no symptoms reported. Shoulders, no symptoms reported. Elbows, no symptoms reported. Wrists, no symptoms reported. Hips, no symptoms reported. Ankles, no symptoms reported. Feet, no symptoms reported. New paragraph, neurological review symptoms. She denies any particular difficulty with her vision other than the need for eyeglasses. She denies hearing loss or tinnitus. She denied facial difficulty. She denied facial sensory changes. She denied difficulty with her sense, smell, taste, chewing, swallow, or phonation. New paragraph, she denied motor weakness in the upper and lower extremities. New paragraph, she denied tremor or sense of stiffness. New paragraph, she denied any sensory loss or paresthesias. New paragraph, she denied difficulties with her balance, ataxia, tripping, stumbling, or falling. New paragraph, she denied dysomnia. New paragraph. Neurological examination, general, Deborah is a well-developed, well-nourished, attractive-appearing 67-year-old woman who appears younger than her stated age. New paragraph, her immediate recent remote memories are all preserved as her attention concentration. Thinking is logical, goal-oriented, appropriate to the clinical circumstances, concerned about her possible risk for dementia. No unusual or bizarre ideation. New paragraph. Cranial nerves. Below that should say cranial nerves 2 through 12 were examined today and were unremarkable. New paragraph. Motor examination. Manual testing upper and lower extremities demonstrates normal bulk, tone, and strength. Motor function is preserved. Testing 5 over 5 bilaterally upper and lower extremities. New paragraph. Her deep tendon reflexes are 1 to 2 over 4 proximally and distally. Subparagraph, no positive findings for pathological and primitive reflex testing. New paragraph, sensory examination was intact to touch, pin temperature, vibration, proprioception, simultaneous stimulation. New paragraph, cerebellum extrapyramidal, passive range of motion was just, rapid alternating successive movements, fine motor speed testing were all preserved. New paragraph, passive range of motion with distraction maneuvers, upper and lower extremities, was unremarkable. No inducible rigidity, cogwheeling, no tremor at rest with intention or movement. New paragraph, ambulatory examination was fluid with heel and toe, slightly ataxic with tandem. New paragraph, Romberg's test was unremarkable. New paragraph, diagnostic impression. Deborah Earl presents with a clinical history of one convulsion in the past following a period of brief partial seizures where she was identified to have what was reported to be a benign brain tumor excised in 2002 without complication. New paragraph, she was continued on phenobarbital, 90 milligrams per day at that time, and later tapered by Dr. Burke to 30 milligrams, which he's continued on for several years without side effect or complication or any history of breakthrough seizures. New paragraph. She is currently interested in discontinuing the phenobarbital, thinking that her episodes of fuzzy-headedness or brain fog might be related to this. New paragraph, nutritional review, indicates that while she is taking some nutritional supplements, she's not on a women's therapeutic vitamin. New paragraph, in consideration for her evaluation and treatment, I have suggested the following. Number one, we will obtain a high-resolution 3D neuroquantitative brain MR imaging and open systems imaging for follow-up reevaluation of her tumor and any findings that would be considered in the evaluation of cognitive decline. New paragraph, we will schedule here for a high-resolution 3D SPECT functional brain imaging study at the UC Davis Imaging Center to identify any seizure-related risk that may be present as a consequence of her previous tumor or invasive surgery. New paragraph. I will see her back for reevaluation in the process as she tapers her phenobarbital to 115 milligram pill per day. New paragraph. We discussed risks for having recurrent seizures, avoidance of driving, and risky sports activities in the meantime. New paragraph. I would anticipate that we will be able to move forward and progressively and very slowly taper her phenobarbital, watching her progress and considering readjustment of her anticonvulsant regimen in the future if necessary. New paragraph, I wouldn't be surprised if with initiation of a therapeutic multiple vitamin that we correct some other nutritional deficiencies that would be responsible for what she describes as her brain fog. New paragraph, I'll send a follow-up report when she returns. I respectfully my professional signature.